Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Amasis Ya'al Tevidowitz, Perek Ayin Vav, Chapter 76, Noda B'Yehuda, Known in Yehuda. Mefarshim explained this perek to be speaking about both the future battle of Gog Magog, which will take place with the coming of Mashiach, and the miraculous salvation that took place during the time of Melech Chizkiyahu and the attacking army of Sancheirev. Here's the context. Sancheirev was one of the most notorious and victorious rulers of the Middle East. He amassed a tremendous amount of land known as the Syrian Empire as he moved offensively throughout the region, subjugating people and taking control of their land. The Jewish people, sadly, at the time of Sancheirev were a divided people. There was the Aseret HaShvatim, the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom known as Yisrael, and the southern kingdom, known as Yehuda, made up of the Shvatim of Yehuda and Binyamin. Earlier, the Assyrian army captured the 10 Shvatim who had distanced themselves from serving Hashem properly. The Assyrians displaced them, exiling them outside of the land of Israel. Sancheirev moved his way south, then, ready to attack Yerushalayim. His army surrounded the city. They went to sleep at night, preparing to get up in the morning and pounce and destroy Yerushalayim. That night, Hashem performed an open miracle, sending a plague that wiped out the entire army, 185,000 soldiers. Chizkiyahu was the king of Yehuda. At that time, he was a staunch Eved Hashem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis describes how Chizkiyahu made a law that every man, woman, and child needed to diligently study Torah. In the awesome merit of Limud HaTorah, Hashem miraculously wiped out the Assyrian army and Yerushalayim was not attacked. Pasuk Beis, Noda B'Yehuda Elokim, God became known in Yehuda. The entire populace was so steeped in Torah learning that the Gemara tells us you couldn't find someone who was unlearned in even some of the most complex halachic matters. Noda B'Yehuda Elokim, it was through Torah learning that God became known, and the pasuk continues, B'Yisrael Gadol Shemo. In Yisrael, referring to the 10 Shvatim, Malchus Yisrael, who were spread out and exiled, Hashem's name became great when they heard about the miracle that Hashem performed. Radak comments that similarly, in the future, the war of Gog Magog will take place in the area of Yehuda in Yerushalayim. Gog Magog will be defeated. Hashem's greatness will be known and Mashiach will be recognized, first amongst Yehuda, and then from there, that recognition will spread out to Jews everywhere. And then to all the nations of the world. As we learn Torah together, may we merit to be part of the future group of Noda B'Yehuda Elokim. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.